You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was a week ago today that the government called an emergency press conference at 9:15pm to announce that there had been a resurgence of COVID-19 in the community, with four cases being reported. The next day, Wednesday the 12th of August, the country would enter level 2 restrictions, while the Auckland region entered level 3 in an attempt to control the virus outbreak. As of yesterday, there are now 58 cases of COVID-19 in the community. A total of 86 people have been moved from the community into managed isolation or quarantine, as they've either tested positive for COVID-19 or are close family contacts of those with positive results. The source of the outbreak is still yet to be discovered, but the Ministry of Health is continuing to investigate. It was revealed over the weekend that border staff were not being tested regularly after it was previously announced that staff working at the border would be tested for COVID-19 weekly. The Health Minister, Chris Hipkins, says he is disappointed that he was not made aware that testing was not being carried out weekly. However, he said people must focus on moving forward and has now made it compulsory for border staff to be tested. Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, said regular testing was scaled up following the recent outbreak. He has said he doesn't believe there has been a procedural failure and that he did not mislead the government as to the scale of testing. Dr. Shane Retty, National MP for Whangarei and National Party Health spokesperson, spoke to me today about the opposition's thoughts on the government response to the recent COVID-19 outbreak in Aotearoa. Here he is. So to begin with, quite a broad question. Has the government appropriately responded to the recent outbreak of COVID-19 in the community?
Look, I think you've seen a leader say that we did need to clearly have a response to these new community cases. Our concern remains how good that response is, primarily at the border, and also finding out the source at this point right here now today. We don't know where the virus is coming from, and we absolutely need to know, because if we don't know that, we're at risk of it infecting other parts of the country. So I think there's some things that have been done well, but there's other things that we'd like to see done better.
Do you think there are issues that you've perhaps identified in the processes leading up to the outbreak?
Yes, I think we continue to have concerns around the border. Certainly the revelations over the past week that it hasn't been as robust as we all would have wanted are a concern, and we'll bring out our border policy out. I mean, it's fine to be able to say, here's the issues, here's the challenges, but then you need to come forward with something constructive as to, and here's what we do about it. And you'll see that from us later this week in a few days' time, saying, well, here's what people are seeing, here's what we're also seeing as being the issues, and here's what we think are some of the solutions that could make it better.
In regards to the testing of border staff, what are your thoughts on Dr. Ashley Bloomfield's statement that there was a dissonance between the Ministry of Health and the government over the scale at which border staff were being tested?
I think he needs to explain what that dissonance is. When he says that, who are the parties? Who's got the dissonance? What does he mean by that? Who wasn't understanding? Who thought something was happening? Who thought they were communicating to someone else? It seems to be there's some communication difficulty between officials, to Minister Hipkins, Ashley Bloomfield, of course, in that mix as well, and then his passing of that information on to the Prime Minister. So I think there needs to be some clarity around exactly what is the cause of the dissonance and how do we fix it.
Why do you think that communication is so important?
Oh, to have a clear policy, to have clear guidance, then to be able to deliver that policy, there needs to be really clear and good recommendations from health officials. The Minister and then Cabinet need to take those recommendations on board and chart a path, and then that path needs to be stuck to. There needs to be the ability to deliver good policy and deliver it in a good way. So that communication path through all those channels has to be absolutely clean, clear and decisive. And when we're using words like dissonance, it would suggest that that isn't the case.
Dr. Ashley Bloomfield said about this dissonance that it hasn't been a failure of procedure. Do you think that is a failure of procedure?
He'd have to explain that further if he's saying, look, the policies are good, but we haven't communicated them well. Well, there's the communication issue we're talking about. So I think he needs to explain that further. What I am sure on is that there needs to be clear leadership, strong leadership, clear communication, and then the policies need to be well delivered and monitored and transparent. So we can all say, yep, that's great, they've been well delivered, or otherwise.
Do you think perhaps what's going on now is that we're working through the kinks of, you know, the first cluster outbreak in over 100 days? Do you think that working through those kinks means that next time we perhaps won't have issues like these border testing issues?
Well, this is our next time. This is actually our second run. And so, you know, we should have learned a lot from the first wave. And then we were told back in June that border staff, by David Clark, that border staff will be tested weekly. So, you know, this isn't our next practice run. We actually had that with the first wave, and then policies were put in place to fix this, and clearly it hasn't been fixed.
And what are your thoughts on the government call for the wider community to wear masks and face coverings in public?
I'm supportive of officials where they call for face masks. I do think there is a place for face masks in reducing the incidence of coronavirus, so I will support officials in their call for that activity.
Do you have anything else to add regarding the government response to the recent outbreak?
And just that we're working really hard to how we can help the government, how we can bring ideas to the table. Our prime goal, everyone's goal, needs to be able to put a perimeter, a ring fence around this outbreak and as quickly as possible get the best outcome we can. And so we're working really hard to work with the government to do that.
And do you think with the, obviously, the cancellation of the dissolution of Parliament and Parliament going back into session this week, do you think that that's going to give you the opportunity to be able to work together to create a robust response to COVID-19?
Yes, I do. Several things that today we'll be collaborating with the government to progress legislation that helps them with their agenda. And it also gives us the ability to do what an opposition is meant to do, to raise questions, to probe, to inquire, and then to come forward with solutions. So, yes, I do think that's helpful.
But when it comes to the idea of, that probing and asking questions and holding the government account, do you think that in a situation of a global crisis like this, that it is important that both the opposition and the government aren't necessarily using attacking language but are working collaboratively in sort of a constructive way to give New Zealand the best response and give the public a feeling of safety in this global crisis that we're all facing?
Yes, I expect New Zealanders to expect us to probe and to critique and to help the government, because they've got the tools of power, to help them help us get the best outcome. So that's what I think New Zealanders expect of us, to work constructively and collaboratively together to get the best outcome we possibly can.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.